Marilyn Monroe. Hey, good morning, everybody. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. Matt's taking the day off. In fact, he's taken several days off, and I'm filling in this week, so hope you're enjoying it so far. Stu Mann, the newsman here. Give us a call, 844-967-2789 is the phone number. We've been discussing whether or not it's time to sanction Russian oil. Stop buying it here in the United States and possibly get other countries to stop buying it and maybe even try to influence the European Union to stop buying not only the oil but the natural gas that they purchase from Russia as well. Cut off the money supply going back to Russia that funds this attack on Ukraine that we were watching unfold over the past 2 weeks. If you have any comment on that, feel free to give us a call or send us a text. And by the way, if you want to send me an email message, feel free. My email address is stewmanradio@gmail.com. We'll try to cover a couple other topics here this morning while we have time. We talked about Ron Johnson yesterday. It's hard not to talk about him again today when this headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, Ron Johnson signals Republicans should repeal and replace Obamacare if the party retakes control in 2024. And by that time, Obamacare will be almost 15 years old. But it says in this article written by Bill Glauber, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson signaled yesterday, that if Republicans regain control of Congress this year and the presidency in 2024, they should again try to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Johnson running for a third term. And, you know, a lot of people, I just want to add this comment in here. A lot of people say, well, you know, after he ran the last time, he said he wasn't going to run anymore and that two terms were enough. But if you think about it, you remember when he originally ran back in the day when he was running the first time, he said he's only going to go for 6 years for one term because he wants to be a citizen legislator. And then after he serves his one term, he's going to come back to Wisconsin. Well, then he changed his mind and ran for a second term and said, well, this is it for sure. Only two terms. And now he's running for his third term. But anyway, getting back to this story, Johnson running for a third term said that if Republicans win the U.S. Senate this year, they would be able to blunt President Joe Biden's policies. Quote, we're just going to end his agenda so he can stop destroying America. That's what Joe Biden's doing. He's destroying America. That's what Johnson said in an interview with Breitbart News Daily Podcast. If the party completes an electoral sweep in 2024, Johnson said, quote, we can actually make good on what we established as our priorities. In other words, if we were going to repeal and replace Obamacare, I still think we need to fix our healthcare system. We need to have the plan ahead of time so that once we get in office, we can implement it immediately, not knock around like we did last time and fail. At least he admits to the failure. In 2017, with President Donald Trump in office, Republicans failed. Republicans failed in a legislative attempt to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Johnson has been a staunch foe of Obamacare since launching his political career in 2010 and defeating incumbent Democrat Russ Feingold. During the Breitbart interview, Johnson was asked about U.S. Senator Rick Scott's 11-point Rescue America plan. The Florida Republicans' proposal includes a provision to require all Americans to pay some income tax, even people who barely make anything at all. And here's the quote from Johnson. Do I agree with everything on it? No, most of it. I would have changes in certain things. So he doesn't go into too much detail. Late Monday, yesterday, Johnson issued a lengthy statement in which he clarified his earlier remarks. Johnson said that during the interview, he used the failure to repeal and replace Obamacare as an example of how we need to be prepared to deliver on whatever agenda items we decide to run on. I was not suggesting repealing and replacing Obamacare should be one of those priorities. Even when we tried and failed, I consistently said our effort should focus on repairing the damage done by Obamacare and transitioning to a health system that works. I reiterated the necessity to fix our healthcare system in that interview, and COVID-19 has exacerbated these failures. Well, just as a little anecdotal aside, I for one, have benefited dramatically by Obamacare since its inception. That's what I have had for my health insurance every year since it was established. And before Obamacare went into effect 10 years ago or so, I didn't have any health care. And it wasn't even 10 years ago, right? By the time it finally went into effect, it was a few years later. So it was the last 8 years or so. That's what I've relied on. And it's worked great for me. And I'm sure there are lots of people listening who feel the same way. But if Ron Johnson had his way, he would repeal and replace. Let's go to the phone lines. If you want to join us, feel free. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You can call or text. Let's go to Matthew in Janesville. Matthew, what do you have to add to the conversation today?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. Thank you so much for giving me a voice to voice my opinion. What you were saying about Obamacare, I liked it, but I didn't like the fact that I got fined for not having insurance coverage. So at the end of the year, when tax season came, I got fined $2,000. But
well, let me ask you this before you go on, Matthew. Why didn't you want to sign up for Obamacare? Why didn't you want to have health care?
Oh, I did want to have care. I just had lapse in coverage. Because I had a lapse in my health care coverage, I got fined because of Obamacare for not having insurance, $1,000.
Okay. All right.
End of the year, when you know, was when I was already struggling, it put me in a worse spot. But you know, the gas prices is what concerns me, and the fact that we're buying gas from Russia and giving money to Ukraine for weapons, isn't that supporting both sides of a war? And what do we do about this? This is crazy. And then Mr. Biden, the first day he got in office, he shut down the pipelines, you know, which gave us a little bit energy freedom from the rest of the world.
Wait a minute, Matthew. Are you referring to the Keystone Pipeline in the United States?
Yes.
Yeah. I know a lot of people think that that may not have been a smart move on his part, but that wouldn't make any difference on the price of the gasoline that we pay at the pump. You know, that wouldn't have any effect if we were to get those Canadian tar sands and clean that stuff up and send it to the gas pumps in the United States. It's a drop in the bucket. You know, it's not going to affect what we pay at the price, but I understand your point about the Keystone. Anything else before we let you go?
Well, wouldn't it drive the price of the stock down because we'd have other options to, instead of buying just from being pigeonholed, buying from OPEC? And like I said, I really want it. What about us buying oil from Russia and funding Ukraine? Isn't that a little bit redundant? Like, we can't do that. Like,
yeah. Hey, Matthew, thank you for your comments. We are running out of time. We are about to hit the break. So let's go to the break. We got the news coming up. We got another hour of Matt Flynn Direct on the other side of the news. Stick around. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.